While ours may or may not be the only species to evolve capable of the rational utilization of tools, our proficiency at it cannot be disputed. Arguably, our collective ability to model physical processes has yielded not only the great wealth production machinery of the industrial age, but has also served to bootstrap key elements of the network age. But models, while useful, are nonetheless models.
I want to talk about this, the S-curve. Now, you know this. I know you know this. This is a model that we use as human beings to understand reality. There are so many things in nature, so many things in our human activities, so many things that fall into models just like this. Yes? Product adoption curves, populations, all kinds of things. For example, we might look at the sale of home computers. We might look at the penetration rate of cell phones. We might look at internet and online services and judge how successful we are being based on where they fit in the curve. And we can say, yeah, we understand now because of the penetration of these kinds of things. We understand reality a little bit better. We understand our world. We know what we're doing as business. We can go home. We can sleep at night. We can feel good about it. But by focusing on these things, I claim it's a lot like walking into a room blindfolded. You walk into a room blindfolded, I'll give you one data point. You touch that elephant and tell me what it is. Can you do it? What if you touch the ear or the trunk or the leg or the tail? I mean, you're going to get a different picture depending on what data point you select, right? I claim that the models that we use to understand our world are a lot like touching an elephant in one place to try to determine what it is. If we do that, we're going to miss the big picture. If all we do are look at these data points, it seems to me it's very much like walking into a room with our eyes closed. I'll give you one point. You touch it in one place and tell me what it is.
I'll give you one data point. You tell me what the thing is. You know, you've heard that story, right? You can't tell. If it's in the trunk, it's one thing. The tusk is something else. You can't tell. You can't see the forest for the trees. If all we looked at was home computer sales, cell phones, internet online services, we'd miss the big picture, arguably something like this. The next big thing, probably, all probability. The wearable stuff, you're already starting to see that. You're already probably wearing a computer if you're carrying a cell phone. Stephen Mann at the University of Toronto has been pioneering this stuff, this concept for quite a while. 1980, he was like 16 years old, wearing a TV set on his head. Getting very Borg-like during his graduate studies in the early 90s. But finally, in the late 90s, he's a full professor now at the University of Toronto. Looks very much like Nicolas Cage on a bad day. You see the glasses?
Those are not just regular glasses. Didn't you ever see the movie The Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I'll be back.
Did you see that?
Those are net-enabled. He can superimpose network derived data onto reality. He can augment reality with that. You see that on his belt? It's not just a pager. It's not a cell phone. It's his ability to be a web client. It can even be a web server.
When the camera let you see the world from the Terminator's point of view, do you remember? The world wasn't just the world, but there was data over the top of the world. You could see the data overlaid on top of reality. This is a notion we call augmented reality. What if your glasses could give you an internet connection?
He had a distinct competitive advantage over every other person who had ever gone for a PhD at MIT because he was able to connect, because he was able to wear this psychic amplifier and take it everywhere with him.
What if, for example, you're a student and you go to hear your professor's lecture? Would it give you some advantage to be able to have lecture notes or related things that you could view at the same time? What if you meet someone that you remember but you can't remember their name? Would it give you some advantage to be able to access a database instantly?
Now, would that add value? If you had that, would that add value? Let me ask that another way. If your competitor had that, where would you be?